T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today's a tough day for Raider Nation, so any way you want to weigh in, you're welcome. 888-957-9570. But a question we've posed to you: if this is truly it, if you've had enough of the Raiders and you don't want to support the team anymore and you want to call in and trade in, fan amnesty is what we're calling it.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity. No ridicule, no guilt, no shame. We've had Miami, Green Bay, the Niners, the Rams. It's your opportunity. It's tough. It's a gut punch when your heart and soul can be ripped right out from you like that, all because of the almighty dollar. And make no mistake about it, that was the message the league sent yesterday. If you want pro football, you, the fan and the taxpayer, will pay for it. There is no other reason whatsoever for that move than money. And you have got the Carolina Panthers sitting on a 21-year-old stadium, Jacksonville on a 22-year-old stadium, the Redskins on a 20-year-old stadium, Cleveland 18, Baltimore 19, New Orleans 42 years, Buffalo 43 years, Tennessee 18 years, Tampa Bay 19 years. The message yesterday was simple. In the future, multiple teams that I just listed will want new stadiums. The fans will pay or the team will move. It's as simple as that. 888-957-9570. Next year, the Raiders will be here. We're not sure about 2018 and 2019. What's that atmosphere going to be like next year? How dangerous are we talking? If you have kids and you're a Raider fan, would you be worried about how it's going to play out next season in Oakland at the Coliseum?
You have to, and I think that you got to be, and then I think that the Raiders are going to do a great job of saying, hey, look, this is a safe place. I think the Raiders are going to get their players out in front. Mark Davis needs to get out in front, continue to, and let the fans grieve. But after they get done grieving, you say, just do a freeze for just a week. And then before you think about turning your tickets and selling your tickets, just pause for a second. We had Nick and them on, Hardwick, and they talked about L.A. and San Diego and talked about those surrounding areas, saying they're excited. They said that there's a huge amount of people that are excited in Southern California about the Raiders going to where? To Vegas. So it behooves the Raider fans here. This is the ones that got hurt the most. These are the ones that are loyal. They've been here. They've been hurt the most because it's the second time. But they probably should hold on to the tickets because you think about it. If all the fans are talking about in Southern California and in Vegas are going to wanting to get tickets, why wouldn't the fans here think, okay, I know it hurts me, but if I'm going to travel to Vegas, I'm still going to have Carr that time. I'm still have Cleo Mack that time. But if there's a time I can't afford it, I can sell my tickets because there's going to be a huge amount of people in Southern California, from San Diego, Oakland, all those other, in L.A., that we listen to Nick and them saying that they're all excited and they can't wait. They're lining up to get tickets. So I think fans got to realize it hurts, but this is still your team. This is still the same players. These players, a lot of these players you guys watched. I just don't know if you just say it's all over.
You can't understand why people would want to do that? Lost your team to Las Vegas, and you're suggesting that they fly to Las Vegas, spend money on the team, and then, oh, by the way, pay the hotel tax to help pay for the stadium.
I think that there will be I know people are upset now, and time heals wounds. And you look at a lot of people, all the different teams that have an up and down. Over time, Raiders fans that said, hey, I will never be a Raider fan, they came back. And they became fans again. And I'm not saying that everyone's going to do this, but there is going to be some Raider fans, Joe, that are here in the Bay. We heard them on the line say they're going to go, and they're still going to support their Raiders.
There are also people who get out of a relationship 4 or 5 years, and it's tough. 6 months, a year,
yeah,
2 years.
I agree.
But you eventually get over it. Time heals all wounds? Yeah. Time also helps you forget. So I understand that there are going to be people who continue to root for the team. I think that's great. I love the loyalty. But I'm not going to fault the people who want to mail it in on the club because you either pay for my stadium or I'm leaving. I think that's a ridiculous ultimatum to put to human beings. You're already paying for everything. I got to buy jerseys. I got to buy tickets. What does parking cost right now? I got to pay for all that. Yeah. Then I'm going to pay for your stadium. Then you're going to charge me to walk in the door. So I got to pay for your building. Then I got to pay to walk in it.
He didn't have the money, Joe.
Understandable. And I don't fault him for wanting to leave. But I can't fault the fans who say, good riddance, get out now. Let's be honest. There are a lot of people that want them gone today. Can you blame them?
No. I think a lot of people wish that Mark could have sold the team and brought a guy in that had the money that said, keep the team here. That's a perfect world. I mean, but Mark did not have the money. $900 million he got. You just talked about $900 million. I don't know what guy, I don't know what owner would turn it down. And any of the fans, I understand they're upset, and they should be upset, and I get that. But I think that you got to realize, are you upset with my players? The players are still going to be here. They're still going to try to bring Oakland to the Super Bowl, which I hope they do. But $900 million, it's hard for him to walk away from that. So, yeah, I get it. But this guy didn't have the money. The city doesn't have the money. So what was the next best option?
At what point does the greed catch up to the NFL? You just ripped the team out of San Diego, St. Louis, and Oakland. You replaced it with Los Angeles, which really didn't even want one team. Los Angeles, which didn't want one team but now has a second team, and Las Vegas, which is market 40. And again, no one can explain to me where the water is going to come from in 20 years. Now, Vegas is booming now because the market's up. What happens when the market goes down? Again, another question no one wants to answer. So what's going to happen when the greed catches up? Is it possible that the NFL can continue to fleece you at every single turn and it will never come back to bite them?
It's possible, but I think the trends are indicating that we are heading toward a bit of a downturn, whether it's the TV money drying up because people are unplugging, people are, you know, disconnecting from subscriber-based services, and that money is going to start to hurt all these pro sports teams. Next time these contracts come up, I don't think you're going to see the contracts go up at the level they have. Maybe they level off. Maybe they go down. If that pool of money starts going down, ticket prices got to come down. Everything's got to come down.
You realize 2 years ago, domestic violence was an issue, and now no one cares. You realize last year, concussions was an issue, and now no one cares. Relocation's a thing now, but everyone's going to move on. Can they continue to just move teams around and do whatever they want at the price of the almighty dollar without any repercussions at any point? 20 years from now, is the NFL still booming as the number one sport in this country?
No, it won't be, Joe. And I think for all those reasons that you laid out, when you talk about concussions and looking at kids, when Pop Warner's down by more than 10%, and what is the NFL trying to do? They went after mothers, heads up football. They're trying to develop helmets and different things. This issue will never go away, and they will never forget about this issue. This concussion deal is something that's going to always be at the forefront. You look at the way that they continue to change the game to try to protect the product, not necessarily because they care about the product. They care about the ratings. They care about the money, exactly what you're alluding to. But if you continue to run a business like this and then say, I'm going to rip teams, like you read out all those teams that are in need of a stadium because 40-some years, 20-some years, 19, all these teams are going to be coming up for a stadium, and you continue to say, if I'm going to fleece you, if you don't leave, I'm out, I think that you're going to have a huge amount of people that are turned off from the NFL, turned off from teams, even though as much as they love the players, they're like, forget that. Even though that player I love, I can't support that brand and that owner, and you're starting to see that, and look no further than San Diego and look at the Raiders. Just so happened the Raiders happen to be the most, it's the Raider Nation. Just so happened the Raiders have to have one of the most largest followings that, you know, they can go to certain places in different markets in L.A., San Diego, Vegas, and still have a sustainable amount of people come up because of they're the Raider Nation. A lot of teams don't have this following. Look at San Diego, 27,000, Joe, and they're saying they might not sell that out.
They won't work in Los Angeles. They're going to be the first major problem where you have to worry about getting rid of that franchise because Spanos is incompetent. He's an incompetent owner. It's unfortunate, but he is. He couldn't get anything done for years, and he just sat around. Then he exercised this option, which I think a lot of owners weren't expecting. I don't think they were necessarily expecting him to jump ship to L.A. because now they're looking at this and they're like, the Rams didn't really bring a whole lot of buzz. Like, people in L.A. don't care about the Rams, and they're certainly not going to care about the Chargers. Now you got the Raiders in Vegas, and that's going to be hot. Like, you're going to have a group of people there that jump on and latch to this team. But you don't have a lot of them. And eventually the market turns and people aren't going to be able to spend on that product. Then what happens? Like, what happens at that point? No one wants to even address that. You realize Jerry Jones voted for this team to go to Las Vegas so he could shut them up about San Antonio. We get that, right? Like, the decisions being made right now aren't decisions being made as a collective group for the betterment of everybody. They're individuals making decisions that better themselves. They're owners that are like, eh, it wasn't really a great idea to move the team to Las Vegas. I really don't see the moving from the huge market to the small one, but what else is out there? What else is out there? Holding pattern. You could pay for a stadium in Oakland. You can continue to dominate that market. Yet, no one wants to do that. They would rather each get their $25 million in relocation fees because they realize, like all of us are, with the ozone layer and with greenhouse gases and problems in this world, right? How big of an issue is global warming? It's not that big an issue. Why? Because in the back of our minds, we all know we'll be dead by the time we have to worry about it. So it's not our problem, so we don't prioritize it. Same thing here. These owners, they'll be long gone by the time the NFL starts to crumble because of all this decision-making. But it won't be their problem then, so why care?
Kick the can down the road, take the $50 million now for the three relocations, and worry about the viability of the market in 20 years. Because you're right, Joe, it's going to take them, what, 4 years to get there, four seasons to be able to play there, then 5 years of it being a new thing. We're already at 2025. That's 8 years from now, and who knows what's going on as far as the economy goes. Las Vegas' population, we think, is going to go up and continue to explode, but you don't know what the market's going to be like in 8, 10, 20 years. By then, who knows who will even be around?
Every major city in this country has one thing in common. What? It's located on a body of water. Think about it. You need shipping, or at least you did back in the day. Shipping and water supplies. Every major city, except where the NFL just moved. No one wants to even address that question. It was just about the $900 million. Meanwhile, you have the special needs school that just closed in Las Vegas because they didn't have the money to keep it open. And the vote last year to expand class sizes in a state that currently ranks 50th in education because you didn't have the money for more teachers. Yet they found $900 million to put towards a new stadium that no one can answer some of the marquee questions. When the economy goes south in Oakland, you still have people surviving, finding ways. You don't have a mass exodus out. It's not a tourism town. Vegas is a tourism town. What's the first thing people stop spending money on when the market tanks and you don't have cash? Entertainment.
Sure.
The first thing. But you can still survive in New York City. You can still survive in San Francisco. You can still survive in Miami. You're not going to be able to survive in Las Vegas. Look at those buildings. You were just there this weekend.
Yeah.
Just north of the Wynn, there are multiple gigantic hotels that never got completed. Because the funding dried up.
81% done, Dibs.
81% done.
And the guy walked away. And then there was a Japanese group that had over there by Circus Circus, a huge casino getting ready to build on both sides of the street. Crosswalk over, skywalk, you walk across, all that's getting ready to get, walked away. And Chinese have a lot of money. Just walked away. So you're talking.
These things just stand open. They're talking about just knocking them down.
Yeah.
Wow.
81% done, Dibs.
And take it down.
Take it down. I mean, glass windows, everything's pretty much there. And it's just like, so when you look at it and you talk about that, Joe, when you lay it out like that and you talk about disposable income, someone have a certain amount of disposable income. Am I going to spend it to get on a plane? Now I got the surtax that I have in the hotels that I got to go stay in the hotel. Now I got to buy a ticket for a stadium. And then you're talking about, now you're talking about, okay, now the city is really going to be the city. Now it's those people there that really live there. But if they don't have tourism, people are not there at the casinos. Now that blackjack dealers, all the waitresses, all the people, strippers, all the different people that make money, where are they going to get it from?
City Center. Everyone loves City Center, right? The Cosmo, the Vidara, the Aria. Does anyone know how that was funded? Does anyone remember that ambitious project and then, oh, yeah, the market tanked and they needed to go to Saudi Arabia. They needed to go to the Middle East to raise like an additional $500 million or else that would have been this blight on the western side, right in the heart of the strip of all these buildings that never got completed. Hell, one of them went up. I think it was called Harmon Tower. They greased the politicians to build this thing and approve it from a safety standpoint. It was leaning. It was going to collapse. This thing got up. They never put anyone in it. And then they had to go back and piece by piece remove each floor.
Wow.
Just as they had completed it. Right in the middle of the strip. And you can't knock something like that down because it'll crash into the Cosmopolitan. So they spent years building it, then years bringing it down. I think the mistake got in the hundreds of millions. No one ever made a dollar on it.
Wow.
You know what they did when I was living there at the end? They were hanging giant, like, billboards from the side of it. Oh, yeah, come see Donnie and Marie over at the Flamingo. That was able to, I guess, replace $50 of that expense. But that's what goes on there. And I get it. You want to take the $900 million. But damn. I mean, I'd rather sit here at the Coliseum and try to figure that out, as bad as it looks, than take this move, because this will not be, you will not be the Green Bay Packers in 50 years. You won't be in Las Vegas. Vegas might not even be in Las Vegas. Again, where's the water come from? No one answers that.
Well, it might
be. I
did
Vegas radio up and down yesterday. Not a single person could answer that question. They just laugh and they move on. I think it's kind of a serious question. And then that's one of about 20 I've got. Again, good for them. I'm glad they're excited. They're going to support the team. But what about year 10, 15, and 20? You know, Roger Goodell yesterday is telling people that in 2037, Vegas will be as big as Oakland. In 2037, you're going to need a new stadium. It's already 17 years old. Look at Atlanta. How long did the Georgia Dome make it? How long did the baseball stadium in Atlanta make it before they built another one? 15 years, maybe? So 17 years when you think you might have the size of Oakland, you're probably going to need a new stadium. Who's paying for that?
Sorry, Jay. You're telling me that between now and then, now Vegas is roughly $2.5 million. The Bay Area is at $7 million, and in 20 years, they're going to triple in size.
They're probably just talking about city proper. Like, what's Oakland proper?
It's basically $400,000. Vegas proper is already bigger than Oakland proper, but it's the area that they're talking about. And no way will the Vegas area even come close to the Bay Area in 20 years.
Brian and Santa Rosa and everyone else on hold, we appreciate it. We'll take some calls now. Brian and Santa Rosa, the vote came down yesterday. You sticking with the Raiders or do you want a new team? He dropped off. All right, we'll move it down. Javier in San Diego, thank you for calling the program. You sticking with the Raiders or are you moving on?
Sticking with the Raiders, man. I've been a Raider all my life, and I'm not gonna jump ship to another team. If anything, I would jump ship to Miami because they wanted us to stay, but they didn't want us to go to Las Vegas. But none of that, man. Raider Nation all the way.
Patrick in San Jose. Patrick in San Jose wants to weigh in on the NFL in Vegas. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just kind of curious on a couple of things. First of all, I'm a longtime Rams fan, and I understand what the Raider Nation is going through. But my question is to you, or does anyone know, did the NFL put any kind of stipulations on Mark Davis and the Raiders on this move? Meaning, are they going to have to abide by certain rules, like the UNLV has rules in place for Vegas? And, you know, are they going to put, you know, take off the games off the books if they play at home? You know, just like little things like that, you know, because, or if they get in so much trouble, is the NFL going to come in, hey, Mark Davis, hey, you know, we're going to take the team away from you because you can't control your players. And, you know, and then the other thing is, too, is the Raiders going to be able to keep their practice facility here in Alameda, or are they going to pack up like the Colts in the middle of the night and move out to Vegas? Your thoughts.
Well, to answer the last question, I'm assuming once the team moves, they're moving for good. Lo has an excellent point regarding how they should handle training camp.
Oh, yeah. I really believe that Mark Davis should get out in front of this and say, hey, look, we're going to keep training camp right here, you know, in the Bay Area. And, you know, when you think about Napa Valley, it's a great spot. I think Mark Davis has to come out and just say, because there's a lot of fans that would still come out to training camp and they want to still see their guys and support these guys. Mark Davis need to keep a presence here. I think that, yeah, the Raiders, that will be sold. I don't think they'll keep the headquarters here. They're going to probably move that. And I think you're already hearing from the Raiders that they're moving. They're people that are selling the suites. They're already going to start. You got to get ahead. You know, 3 years to be here before you know it. So, yeah, there is a lot of things going on behind the scenes with the Raiders organization. But, yeah, I think that Napa Valley is a place that they always need to keep their training camp. And the Raiders are definitely going to play here next season.
Regarding wagering on the Raiders, I talked to multiple bookmakers yesterday because I wanted to get an answer to that question as well. One's direct quote, I'd love to see Goodell try to stop me from hanging a number on the Raiders. You know how much action they're going to take? And think about this.
Wow.
You know everyone in that town is so pro-Raider right now. You know you're going to take a ton of Raider money for every single game moving forward, especially when they're in town. So if you were going to hang Raiders -3 over San Diego, you could hang Raiders -6 over San Diego. And suckers will still bet it because they just want to bet on their team. You'll be able to fleece the public. You'll be able to probably make decent money going against the Raiders strictly because you'll get great value.
Can you fade the Raiders starting next year? Is that effect going to take hold before they even make it to Las Vegas, Joe? Like, will the odds makers already start to bump the Raider number up, knowing that Las Vegas people are going to be loving the Raiders now more than ever.
I would say, yeah. I don't think full tilt yet, but next year you're going to have a very big shift with that city regarding how they handle pro football. I think you're going to see a big move towards becoming a true sports town. They haven't been a true sports town. They have one rinky-dink radio station dedicated to it. You don't have a lot of TV dedicated to it. They have their own thing going on, but now you're a pro sports town. You got an NFL team. You got a hockey team that starts next season. It's time to act like it. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of bulking up. We'll get to more of that in a bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.